to More with Mo. My name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at JulieLandRadio.com. Today, as always, I'm joined by the man who doesn't like dicks in his porn, Mr. Richard Avery.
Yo.
How you doing today, Dick?
Yo, I'm doing great.
Really?
I'm doing great. I've been watching Music Moguls on BET, so I'm kind of learning a whole new way to do business, and it's where you talk really low, and then you say big words that you think you know what they mean, like congratulations and things like that, yo. And then you say yo a lot, and you say I. So I'm a mogul now. I'm a music mogul.
Wow.
I'm hanging with Snoop Dogg.
I don't think I've ever watched BET.
I do. Gotta watch Music Moguls. It's the best show on TV. It really
best
is.
Best show on TV. Wow, better than Gotham.
Way better than Gotham. Real villains on BET.
So why don't you like dicks in your porn?
I'm. You know what? Here's my thing in porn. First of all, I love women. I think you would know that after all these years. Mm-hmm. I love pussy. Like, I'm a bigger dyke than most dykes. I love vagina and pussy. So I can like boy-girl porn if it's done right, if it's shot well.
If it's directed by you.
No. But I do like the girl-girl porn that I used to watch, probably more girl-girl porn back in the day, mm-hmm. before I started JulieLand. And back then, I liked Andrew Blake's kind of girl-girl porn.
Okay.
Because the girls were always hot and stuff like that, and it was always shot and lit well. So it has to be done right that way. And all the girl-girl porn that I've shot is just girls goofing off. So it kind of has to be real. I hate that fake shit, like twisties shit.
Well, today our guest is definitely somebody you have shot before.
Yes.
And she's done a little bit of girl-girl porn. A little bit. Miss Serena Blair, how are you doing today, Serena?
Great.
Question, we never did a girl-girl thing, did we? I don't remember. I don't think so, no.
I don't think so. I think we've only done solo.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Okay, well, you filmed her at least.
Yes, I know, but I was like, I just realized, I was all of a sudden, it thought to me, when I was saying that, I was like thinking, like, did you fuck Ash Hollywood?
We talked about it. Yeah.
No. Oh, a lot of talking, not a lot of doing.
Mm-hmm. What can you say?
If you're not if you're talking, you're not doing.
It's true.
Just shut the fuck up and just go and do it.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Serena, we've talked about a little bit of girl-girl porn with you before. When we talked about you doing kink.com's, is it Ultimate Surrender?
Ultimate Surrender.
Okay. Woo, I almost remembered. They have so many sites, I forget. So doing the wrestling, are you still doing that?
Not as much for them. I've been doing some more like pro style wrestling. Like, it's a little bit more scripted, so to speak.
Okay. So outside of the adult industry?
No.
Oh, it's still in it?
Still within the adult industry, yeah.
But not part of Kink?
Not, yeah.
Wow, what company is doing this?
I've done some stuff for DT Wrestling, which is not sex, but it'll be topless or nude.
Okay.
And then they have kind of a sister site, which does have it's called Extreme Female Fighting, and they have a sex aspect to it as well.
Which do you prefer, just nude, or do you like to have sex after you fight? Or while you're fighting?
I like both. I like doing the nude stuff because I get to kind of learn more of the fighting aspect, mm-hmm. of it. I get to concentrate on that more. But definitely sex fighting is a lot of fun. Like, just, you know, like mauling someone and...
Armbar.
Well, besides wrestling, do you want to do any other sports that end in sex? I mean, like the Olympics, the Olympics are happening, and so you do the pole vault and then you win. I mean, do gymnastics and then you get to have sex. Anything?
You know, I mean, I do have that whole like lesbian, like equestrian fantasy, not with the horses,
there,
but
we
like
go.
In the like the boots and the breeches and like, you know, banging on the hay bales and type of thing.
Have you ever done that?
No.
Okay, I was gonna
it's
say.
On my bucket list.
Having sex on a pile of hay.
With a horse in the background.
Yeah. Probably like grain bags, because hay gets itchy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
Hay bags would be much more practical.
Yeah. Yeah. Like with the whole riding outfit on.
Yeah.
Like,
totally. Yeah.
That's hot.
And the crop.
Yeah.
Spurs.
Oh.
Giddy up. Whack.
Well, that sounds like fun. I like that.
I think I'm trying to think all of a sudden. I don't know.
I think Philly Films actually did a lesbian horse or riding academy series.
Oh, did Tanya Tate do that?
It could have
been.
That might
have been.
I remember
her.
Hearing about it when I first got into the biz and was like, "Why? Yeah. Why did I miss this?"
Yeah. I mean, most of their directors are female talent, and some of them are more creative than others. And that sounds like something that Tanya would do. She's a creative woman. Do you work for Philly Films much?
I've shot for Sasha's movies. Sasha Hart, yes.
Yeah. She does some fetish stuff. She does a little bit of everything. More of a generalized. We've had Sasha on. She's talked about her porn. She's a wild one.
Do you find girl-girl porn tamer than boy-girl porn? Like, how rough can a girl-girl porn get? And if it is, like, who does really rough girl-girl porn?
It can get pretty rough. I'm not sure I can really comment as much on the boy-girl because I don't watch it or am not around it as much. I'm trying to think of who can be really... Like, I mean, a lot of the girls that I've worked with at Kink are good at being very rough, for sure.
Exactly. That's their job.
Yeah.
And do you enjoy that more than just the soft, subtle, you know, oh, look, we're going to make out and then have sex and 20 minutes later
I just enjoy sex. Yeah? So... Either way works for me, honestly, and kind of just depends on my mood and the person.
Can a girl fingering, banging you get you off?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, I just wondered.
How many fingers?
Two is pretty standard.
Pretty standard. Yeah. That's the standard number of fingers for good finger banging.
It's like two and a half. Two and then the pinky as well.
The pinky's going in the butt, you know, that's... Anal? Are we into the anal stuff, or are you?
I do like anal play, actually.
Wow, look at this. Yeah. My kind of girl, except for she doesn't like boys.
Exactly. Not boys, just you.
Most girls just put up with me. That's about it. They go, who do you work for? Oh, hey, how you doing?
Exactly.
So I wanted to bring up probably right now the biggest girl-girl company site out there is Girls Way.
Yeah.
And I believe you were a Girls Way Girl of the Month, correct?
I'm Girls Way Girl of the Month this month.
This actually. Month, currently July.
Yes.
So you'll be listening to this in August, but congratulations.
Thanks. I guess today is technically my last day as Girl of the Month.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm sorry your reign is over.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So how did the month go? They pay you all this money? They get you a new car?
They took some really nice pictures.
Wait, who took the pictures?
Alan, yeah.
Stills by Alan took good pictures?
Stills, yes.
No, he didn't. Was it next to a pool?
No, it was in front of a white wall.
Sorry, Alan, you know I love you. I just have to give you some shit.
Wow. Actually, Alan has never shot me anywhere near a pool.
Wow. In porn, somebody didn't shoot near a pool.
That's amazing.
Actually, Alan doesn't do the pool thing that often.
Now that you're not helping.
Now that I'm not
He's only moved on.
He's moved on from the pool. So what do you like about Girls Way?
I love the storylines for Girls Way. It's a much more involved experience being on set.
Example? Because I don't know that. I don't know what it means, storylines.
Like, they have full-on, like, character development and scripts and, like, lines that you sort of memorize. The last miniseries that I was just in was AI... and there were three episodes of that that were...
Like artificial intelligence?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So kind of a spinoff of Weird Science.
Oh, wait a second. I saw this. You're at the computer and like your mom calls or something?
Yeah.
I saw this. Actually, no. Alan was really proud of the... he was shooting... A penthouse pet, and he was really proud of it, and he wanted to show me how much they've evolved since, in the time since I hadn't been working with him, mm-hmm. And so it was really good. It was really well done, and so I saw we got through to the part. It wasn't Celeste Starr.
Who? Yeah.
It was Celeste.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. My memory is failing, but I'm feeling pretty good that I remember that from a month ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, they do really well. And so did you get to have sex with Celeste?
I got to have sex with Celeste twice.
Oh, wow.
Which, of course, is epic.
Epic.
Always.
Celeste Starr is by far one of the best girl-girl performers I've ever been on set with.
Can I tell you a story?
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Story time.
So
gather around, children.
When I did directed my movie Drive for Penthouse with Justine Jolie starring, you know those DVDs that you were supposed to bring?
Yes, I was supposed to bring DVDs. That it's a very rare that they actually are around. But
so I directed this movie, and the first girl-girl full-on sex scene I filmed was Justine and Celeste. And Justine made her come like 8 times,
mm-hmm.
like in this, you know, hour-long fucking thing. And... all I remember afterwards was, like, it was like, everybody was like, it's a wrap. Great. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And, like, Celeste comes up to me and hugs me and goes, thank you for that. That was, like, fucking brilliant. And it was amazing. And I was like, well, I'm glad I could help. And, like, Justine just rocked her world. Like, literally rocked her world.
I have never made Celeste Starr come, but I have cut checks to her. And she was very thankful and hugged me for that.
You win.
I win. Oh, and here you are.
Exactly.
Take that money and
Celeste
run.
Is great. I really like Celeste.
She's fabulous. Yeah. Yeah.
Great
so
girl.
How many times have you worked for Girls Way?
Week. I started with Girls Try Anal, actually, which is now not even...
They're oh yeah, they don't do
shooting
that
for
anymore.
That anymore. And Sex Tape Lesbians. So
I like. I think I was on set with you, possibly
for Girls Try Anal. Yeah.
There we go.
Because that was the Brie Daniels in the freezer day.
Yes, that yes. was so much fun.
And I keep telling Alan like that was my trial by fire. That like any other shoot I do with him now is going to be easier than that day was.
We've had Brie Mills on and we were talking and I have to say one of my favorite sites to shoot for was the Sex Tape Lesbians. Mm-hmm. Because the girls did all the shooting, mm-hmm. and so there was a lot less work for any of us because we could just have fun, girls, and we just go sit on the couch and wait for you guys to do your job.
Yeah, and actually, when I did that with Presley Hart, Alan left the room and then came back like 40 minutes later and was like, "There's no way the camera's still running," because he had the still mm-hmm. or the wide shot camera, and then we had the GoPro, and like 20 minutes after the camera had stopped. Recording, oh, we Jesus. Were still going at it, and he had to like come and break us up.
He brings out the hose, down bitches, down.
That was a fun day.
Can we get the crowbar in here? We can pry these two apart. The jaws of life.
So, are there any girls that you want? I mean, not just for Girls Way, but are there any girls that you want to work for in, you know, or work with in something that's more storyline based, like what a Girls Way is? Do you enjoy that where it's not just show up and fuck? Do you want somebody that you want to act with and do a scene with, like what you did with Celeste? Are there more of those?
Yeah, definitely. Since I just worked with Gabby, like we had, you know, a little bit of dialogue. She was brilliant at what she did, and I think she would be great for a more involved role, and I would love to play off of her for that. There's a couple other girls, like I think Jenna Sativa is probably doing mm-hmm. pretty well in that realm.
I will get Jenna Sativa on this show.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
She sends me little messages now and then on Instagram and stuff.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's hard to say just from like average scenes, you can't always tell who's gonna be an actor, really. Yeah. You know,
I've seen amazing girls who can fuck on film that can't put two lines together, and then I've seen girls that can act and you're like, wow, and then you watch their sex scene and go, wow, that's
yeah. So who's the acting girl, who's the girl that has the complete package, who can act, fuck all at the same time?
Me.
Leaving you out of this discussion. I was asking you the same question, like who's the girl that you worked with that went,
I thought Celeste was pretty great when I worked with her, and she was very determined and very committed. Like there were a couple parts where like she had really hard lines, and you know, Alan was like, "It's okay, we'll just feed it to you word by word, and we'll cut it." And she was like, "No!" Like she was so determined to get it, and she got it, and we were all so happy for her. And
that's good. Because don't you feel like almost that's like the hardest part of doing porn is when you do have to actually act. The sex is like easy. It's like, hey, now I've got to remember lines. Even if there's easy lines like, hey, you want to fuck? Like even that. Can you emphasize the word you want to?
We have dialogue heavy stuff, but nothing really that heavy. I know Cherie DeVille can really play. She plays the mommy role, or she plays the cougar role, and she does that very well. Layla Sin is amazing at doing lines, and her sex scenes are really good.
I love Layla.
The Penthouse Pet of the Year this year, Kenna James, as well. She's only 21. She's young. But she really has always done really well at doing dialogue. And ours, we do the Penthouse Letters, where there's a lot of dialogue where it's Dear Penthouse Letters, and there, you know, and you have to run through a little monologue, and then it fades into the scene. And she's always doing great. And so it's always those girls that we hope when we hire them are going to be able to pull that off. Because, you know, when you have 6-7 lines of dialogue in a row, that can get fucked up really easily. And then it drags on the day.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get you on one of the sets. Yeah. One of these days we'll get you on something. We haven't been shooting as much girl porn, but we'll get you on something.
Layla and I have some good chemistry.
Yeah.
Just FYI.
Just FYI. She is the brand ambassador of Penthouse, and we do put her in movies.
I've shot with her twice, and both times were spectacular, and apparently she keeps asking about me. So.
Oh, well, she hasn't asked me about you, so no. I'll drop your name. Maybe and then she'll go,
an option
no.
Yet.
Exactly. No, don't let that no. happen.
She's been stalking me. She's horrible. Oh, my God. She's trying to kill me.
Well, besides Penthouse, what other companies would you like to work for? This is your chance to ask.
There's so many I haven't worked for. Girlfriends Film still hasn't shot me. I haven't shot for We Live Together at Reality Kings. I haven't shot for any of the Brazzers or...
Does Brazzers have girl stuff?
They do it sparingly. But I have been seeing fans on Twitter requesting me for them a lot recently. Let's see who else.
How's your profile ranking on Free Ones?
I haven't checked it recently.
Yeah.
Because
I know some of the companies are going off that. They look at Twitter followers. They look at what the fans do. And then I'm finding out more and more that they go on Free Ones. And for anybody who doesn't know what Free Ones is, go to check out freeones.com. And it's a place where you can see all sorts of basically advertising for different porn companies. Like, you can see photos. It's almost like a database.
It's like a database of all the... Any girl
that's ever done anything, including just topless modeling.
Yeah.
And so there's a ranking system, and usually any
girl's number one.
I don't know who's currently. Oh, shall I look it up?
Yeah, I would be. I'm curious to see who's number one.
Please continue while I look this.
No, I'm just curious to think who's number one. Who do you think number one
is? Number one,
like Jada Stevens.
I know, like Riley Reid was like up on the top there for a while at least. I don't know about today.
Yeah. I would think Riley and Jada have probably been up there. Phoenix, maybe?
My guess.
What do you think?
It's a tough one.
Who's number one?
Well, number seven is somebody named Emma Lee.
Whoever that is.
I don't know who that is. Number five is... Oh, wait. Hold on. Sorry. Top 10 babes.
Oh, those aren't necessarily porn stars,
yeah, I just realized.
Though.
Yeah, they're not all porn stars. I'm sure this is making great. You know what? I can't pull it up on the
really.
I don't know the
okay
this well enough on the phone to find the actual thing. So I apologize, everyone. But if you go to freeones.com, you can see who is the top 10 most popular porn stars on the interwebs out there. I'm trying to think who I would put up there. I mean. You know who I really love that's I don't know how new she is, but Kimmy Granger.
Oh, my God. I want to work with her.
She is a sweetheart, and we actually did a scene with her and Jenna Sativa, and that scene rocked. And Jenna actually took toys up the butt during that scene.
Nice.
So, yeah. So, it was definitely – I don't like girl porn, you know, as something that I watch personally, but that was definitely a hot scene. And so, Kimmy is in my top, you know, probably 10 of the female performers right now.
You don't watch girl porn?
I don't.
Really?
I was on set way too much with it, with Girls Way. When I used to work for Girls Way, it just doesn't do it for me. It's never been my personal favorite. But then seeing it and seeing how it's made and you know, all the stuff, it just gets to be, for me, it got a little old.
Like I said, when I was younger, it was hot. Now that I'm not younger, it's not hot.
When were you younger?
A long time ago.
Was that the
8mm? I'm talking VHS. Like
black and white porn.
Yeah, exactly. We're talking drawings on the side of the cave, on the walls of the cave. You know, it was like really, really a long time ago. But I've always just found that girl porn... I mean, like I said, the stuff I liked back in the day was Andrew Blake's stuff because he just shot it so well. It was on film. It was beautiful. The girls, the makeup, it was just gorgeous in every way. So to me, that was the best stuff for me because it just looked good. And he had girls that were amazing. I don't know if you ever looked at any of his stuff. But
I haven't, actually.
Like, you know, you got it. You will just, it's just. It's,
I will now.
He's like the Steven Spielberg of porn, as I always used to refer to Andrew Blake. He's like the Steven, he's always just on top of his thing and doing, it just. Separated himself from everybody.
Who do you think the best director in porn is right now for girl?
That's hard to say because I haven't worked for enough of them yet.
Yeah.
So I've worked with like Alan and Sasha and.
Have you ever worked for Jackie St. James?
No.
She's a sweetheart. She is.
I've emailed her a couple times.
Yeah. No. She's a great director. She started off. I think she was just writing and then she took over directing and I mean, she's really taken off with New Sensations. I don't know if she does Digital Sin stuff as well, but she's an amazing director. So if you can get her hooked up with her, I definitely recommend her.
Oh, I'll definitely keep hitting her up.
Is there any girl work up in the Bay Area?
Other than for Kink,
right? Are there other companies besides Kink?
They would be really small, yeah. Like sort of clips for sale type companies, if right. there are.
That makes sense.
So
there's a lot of girls up there that do stuff, whether it's webcamming or.
Oh yeah, clips. I mean, like, there's definitely a huge sex work community yeah. up there for
I used
sure.
to know a dominatrix up there, up in like I think she was in, not in San Francisco actually too. She was like in. Somewhere in the Oakland area, more in the East Bay kind of a thing. And she used to do a lot of work up there. And I was like, you have clientele. Like, there's, I guess, crazy kinky people everywhere.
Yeah.
So she had a good business running. Yeah. She did really, really well. What are you looking at, Mo?
I was trying to go back on Free Ones because I really wanted to find out. But for some reason, I can't find the ranking.
Oh, okay.
Their site is a great site, and I'm not plugging them just for the fun of it, but
who's number one?
Yeah, exactly.
Who's number one?
I want to know who number three is. I was curious because this came up at some point in time earlier, but I wanted to discuss the dangers in girl pornography because, you know, there's benefits and there's fun, but at some point in time when you have a mouth on a vagina or your fingers in a vagina, something has to go wrong.
Yeah,
I'm not saying I've done anything bad in my personal life, but I have.
You probably have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oops,
everyone
that
has.
Was a hangnail. Oopsie.
Yeah, probably one of my biggest pet peeves is acrylic nails, mm-hmm. especially Ooh, if they're yeah. squared. One of my very first Ultimate Surrender shoots, I think it was my third match ever. The girl had just freshly gotten her nails done, and they were really sharp. And she went to stick her fingers in my pussy and totally sliced open my labia.
Oh.
And
I don't even have one of those in that.
I had a lacerated labia.
Lacerated labia.
I love the alliteration of it.
Yeah. Next porn name out there. If there could be a girl named Scarlet Fever, there could be lacerated labia.
And I had to sit there with Isis Love, like holding my labia with like a cotton ball so that it wouldn't bleed everywhere.
I'm not on my period, honest. She cut me.
Wow. Yeah, I've heard stories of girls that like get cut on the inside too, that like, especially because girls have bad nails, like they'll get inside and because it's so, skin's very soft and tender inside, but like it can get cut. And I've heard crazy stories of girls getting cut.
I've been with one or two girls with long nails who can handle it. Like Bella Rossi has had long nails for forever, and she will finger her own asshole with those nails, and she does just fine, and like no one else that has worked with her has had any problems, and she's one of the few people I will trust with claws anywhere near my lady bits.
Exactly. I always love, because I've actually had this where girls will show up and have nails, and there'll be something like jewels and all this, and it's a girl scene, and I'm like, are you sure? Oh, no, don't worry. I'm not going to put my fingers in her. Then what the fuck are we paying you for?
Exactly. Yeah.
We're not here to go through and go. It's like the girl who shows up and goes, you know, boy-girl porn, and goes, yeah, I'll do everything, but it's not like I'm going to jerk him off. No, it's part of the scene. I'm not asking you to go outside the realm of, I'm not saying do anal. I'm not saying do fisting. I'm saying you're supposed to finger the girl. Oh, sorry, I can't. I'm about ready to pull those fucking jewels and fingers off your fingers.
Visually, I'm not a fan of that stuff anyways. Like, I just like plain normal nails, well-groomed, well taken care of, and colors, you know, like.
French manicure?
No. Don't like French tips either. God, I can't stand that stuff.
Just the tip?
Not just the tip.
Not to mention, those acrylics tend to be veritable petri dishes for bacteria. And as a porn star, you know, your vagina is exposed to all sorts of things. It's the last thing you need up there is...
That's how you get Zika virus.
Dirty nails.
I always go back to how the vagina is like the saltwater tank that I used to have. It's one of those things, if the pH balance or if something gets in there that throws off the balance of the world, it becomes dead fish.
And exactly. All your fish die, the reef dies, everything dies.
It's like, it's a very delicate...
The water gets very murky. Yes,
exactly. Okay, so we can't end on the low note of how the vagina is a petri dish. Between girls and guys, I don't know how much you do with guys in your personal life or how much you know, if you do. But are girls good at going down on, you know, girls, or are they just... And then do you have any advice for, say, the guys out there and the girls?
Any advice for us old guys?
Okay, so my best advice for anybody is, if you ever get a chance to watch a girl masturbate, pay attention because that's what she likes.
Not porn masturbation,
actual masturbation. You'll find out a lot of girls are different, like with how they rub their clips. Some like circles, some like side to side, some like up and down, some like you to pull the hood back, some like you to kind of just move around the clit because their clits are really sensitive. You can learn a lot just by watching a girl masturbate.
From what I've seen of masturbation, it was the Hitachi. And so it's just like, here you go.
Well, and if it's a Hitachi, then there's no hope for you. You just need to have an outlet.
Exactly. Not one of the battery operated ones. The one that has like the gasoline tank on it that you have to jump start.
No, seriously, anything with batteries is bullshit.
Anything with batteries is bullshit.
You got to plug it into a wall for real power.
That's a t-shirt right there.
But it's also, too, that I have some experience in this knowledge of girls masturbating is that I find that it's like everybody's different. There's no one, like some girls like the Hitachi on high, some like it on low, some think even low's too much and they want to lay low. That's a little bit this. It's variety. Like, I don't think there's one specific thing that works for everybody.
Right. Which why you kind of have to do your research with the person you're going to be with.
Or
I've had the Hitachi used on me and that was fun. It's quite an experience.
Did it vibrate your brains?
It was a little like teeth chattering at times. It was like, whoa, hey now, that's fun. I'm just saying. So guys,
give us some tips on how to eat pussy though. Give us some tips. Come on. Help us guys out.
I would say start slow, start soft. Okay. Because you don't want to be
licking?
Too aggressive. Definitely licking, definitely soft tongue.
Okay.
Just kind of let it all go loose for the most part.
Doesn't help me.
That was not really explanations. I know. Next thing she's going to say is no teeth.
Yeah.
It's like, definitely no teeth.
Can we bite you a little bit?
Okay. Not at all.
No piranhas in bed.
Okay. No teeth. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Good to know.
I like to keep my labia.
What about, is it good to insert the tongue in there?
I definitely like that.
Okay.
I don't know if all girls like that.
Okay. Do you believe in communication? If I asked you, tell me what you want, and you would you tell me what you want, or would you be shy about it, or would you just...
I would tell you.
Would you take charge? I want you to take charge.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I hate when girls are too passive.
Yeah, it's like, you're not into this, or this isn't what you want? Then fucking say something.
Exactly.
You know, it's like... Just give me a heads up because I'm getting bored down here. If you're not getting off, it's like, come on.
Yeah. I mean, definitely I've worked with shyer girls and there's a little bit more prodding on my part to figure out what they like. But, you know, if they're not saying anything, then I'll just ask.
Yeah. So is fingers important while you're eating? Does that help?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay.
I definitely like the fingers and the clit at the same time.
Right?
Yeah.
Work the clit, use the fingers.
Mm-hmm.
That's
what I say. Definitely. Oh, another one I like to do is just kind of put my whole, hand over the whole vulva area just because there's a lot of nerve endings there that kind of get neglected, especially in porn because we're all about the whole, you know.
We're all about the whole.
Love the whole.
Yeah.
The whole rock.
I'm just picturing George Costanza. Love the hole.
The whole rocks.
And it's not just about the hole. There's all these other parts that need attention as well. And so I like to make sure to turn on everything if I can.
But I think that, I always say to everybody, going back to my movie Drive, that I watched...
Available through somewhere. Google it.
No, not available anywhere. Watching Justine Jolie for 5 sex scenes, taught me everything I needed to know about eating pussy. That girl, does it, she had it down. She was a master. It was Jedi master type of shit. And I just remember, we were shooting this one scene where she was eating Charlie Lane. Do you remember Charlie Lane?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love Charlie Lane.
And we had, the camera's, right here on the pussy. And we were, sitting there shooting in the back of a taxi, and Justine's going... town. And I just remember I'm sitting in the front seat of the taxi looking at the monitor just going, oh my God. And I was I started taking notes okay, up, up, down, left, left, up, up,
A, B,
down.
A, B.
Yeah, exactly. I was just going to say.
You're just trying to think of the pattern that she's got going and Charlie's in heaven and you're just going, oh my God. And
the trick is there is no pattern.
I know, exactly. That I'm saying is and then after the other scenes you realize there isn't a pattern.
You just wait for the moans.
Yeah, exactly. You got to pay attention. You got to pay attention, I think, to the reaction, but that's what I'm saying. Some girls aren't very reactive, and that's why I always say, don't you think?
You can kind of see if they're Kegeling.
They
got to
talk. Communication.
Yeah.
Nice.
Communication is everything, right?
Yeah, sometimes, but sometimes their vaginas will communicate.
That's
for them.
But I'm saying that you, but that's my point. Is it's not always words. It's it's body movement.
For sure,
it's
for sure.
Things like that.
They start grinding. That's usually a good indication that things are going well.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, what about the mysterious squirting? What about when that happens? Have you hit a mark?
It's a myth.
Is it a myth? Or did you just get peed on?
No, it's not a myth because I have squirted and it was a complete and utter surprise. Like, literally, I just looked down and like, what the fuck is going on with my body right now? Mm-hmm. And granted, it's only happened like 3 times in my life, but all 3 times it was a huge surprise. So I do believe that it's a real thing.
Sure.
I don't know that it is always real in porn. Girls that I have worked with,
not everything
for
is
the
real
most part seem to be legit. Mm-hmm. Others, I'm not always so sure.
Not so sure.
That I'm not getting peed on.
I actually and I'm not bragging here, but I made a girl squirt. It was a civilian girl, and it happened. And I was as surprised as she was, but she freaked out a little bit. Like, she didn't quite know what it had. It had never happened to her, and she didn't. She was
lying to you.
Oh no! I had to redo the sheets and everything. Oh, yeah, man. No, it left the wet spot. I was I'm feeling like a rock star, you know. Yeah. And she's like a little panicky, kind of going, "I don't understand what happened." And she was so sweet. And this is a girl who had only had sex with a couple guys before, and this is the girl who got a UTI and thought that she had an STD because she had never had a UTI before.
Oh my God.
Oh, dear.
And I had to go through and explain to her what it was, and she was freaking out. She didn't want to go to her doctor because she was embarrassed because she thought she had an STD.
Oh my God.
Someone never had the sex.
Yeah, no, didn't make it through health class.
Jesus.
She was a USC grad student.
Oh my God.
All she knew is it burned when she peed.
Wow.
She was an English major, right?
Accounting.
There you go.
Close enough. You know those smart girls.
So what about toys? Are you a toy girl, or do you like all just natural?
I think for the most part I like natural, but every once in a while I definitely am in the mood for toys, and I do actually really like strap-on.
Really?
Yeah.
To give or to receive?
Both. It's okay. Really weird, and it's like I actually like strap-on blowjobs, which I know nobody really gets any feeling from that.
Okay,
but like,
both Mr. Avery and I have a
right?
look on
okay.
our face of
no,
confusion.
I know. Yeah. No,
please
it's
continue.
Like a visual thing. Because I have an oral fixation. Like, I like oral. Just, I like licking and tasting and things. And so something about...
And eating,
yeah. And drooling and spitting. And so, like, blowjob just really lends itself to that really well. All the gagging and the spitting and you know...
And a strap-on.
Yeah.
Now, does it matter? Because you don't do boys. Now, here's always... There's so many dildos and so many strap-ons that actually look like an actual penis as opposed to just a phallic look. Do you care if it looks like a dick? Is that, or does that...
I don't care that much, but I think if I had a choice, I would pick one that was, like, sparkly pink or something.
Exactly. Now, big toys, normal-sized toys, are you a size queen?
I go with normal. Like, I'm not... trying to impress anybody.
I was picturing the Great American Challenge attached to Aiden's star. Things hanging down to her knees.
You're taking all of this.
Not quite.
What about strap-on anal?
I have done that. That was fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you prefer being the giver or the receiver when it's strap-on, when it's sex?
I like both.
Yeah?
Yeah, I really do.
Doesn't it get a little discombobulated, you know? It's you don't have a penis,
right? And it's
like loose. I mean, it's
weird. It is weird. It's
it's not attached to you.
It's just a visual thing for me. Like, yeah. I'm turned on by the fact that I'm like mounted on a girl and like grinding on her and like really pounding her, and you know the fact that she looks the way she does when I'm doing that to her is hot for me, even though I'm not getting any actual physical sensation out of it.
I've seen the actual.
Now you know what it feels like to be a guy.
I've seen the strap-ons that are. It's not even a strap-on. It's something where you basically insert it into your
fieldo.
Vagina. Whatever. Yeah, where you insert it into your vagina, and then it's. I don't quite know how that works and how hard you would have to squeeze on that thing to keep you in.
From what I hear, it's incredibly difficult.
Yeah.
To pull off, yeah.
Just, girls are kegling.
Like, kegling like crazy.
It won't come out. Look at me. I've been working out.
And certain angles I've heard kind of work better with that one, but I don't have personal experience with it.
Well, us guys, we appreciate the tips, and all the fans out there, if you want to comment on the tips, please tweet or comment on the page below, or even when you're listening on SoundCloud, you can comment there as well. Serena Blair, thank you so much for coming out and
thank
doing
you
the show. You're a friend of the show. You've been on a couple times, so anybody who goes out, just look her up. We've done some great episodes with her. Where can your fans find you out on the interwebs?
You can follow me on Twitter at @SexySerenaB, and you can also check out my website, serenablair.com.
Very nice. Thank you. Mr. Avery, do you have anything to plug this week?
Nope. Oh, yes. Go to BET and watch Music Moguls.
There we go. Look at that.
Yo.
BET, proud sponsor of More with Mo.
Exactly.
Well, my name's Mo Reese. This has been More with Mo. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX, or Mox, as some people like to call me. On Instagram, I'm The Average Mo, and you can find out all sorts of cool stuff, videos, photos, this show, everything on TheAverageMo.com. Thanks for listening.